This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you can bring up whatever you want. Although coming up, Johnson's going to tell us about the frustrations, the challenges in running a website these days. What with all the federal government rules trying to tell you how you got to do that, how you have to control the web postings of commenters now, apparently, if you don't want to get arrested for trafficking in sex victims or whatever. We can tell you more about it. It's insane. We'll talk about that on the way here. But we're still talking about the freedom in the 50 states. We did cover in great detail the number one and number two and then briefly the top five on the freedom in the 50 states. It's a new study that apparently retroactively changed how they were looking at the numbers in the previous studies. So all the,
right.
As you just told me during the break, forget everything you knew.
So, about the freedom in the 50 states, so, which was an important study.
Yeah, so earlier,
but things changed.
Just earlier in the show, we had a guy on from California, and I told him California moved up the rankings from 49 to 48. Apparently not, because with the recalculations, so this was my old information.
They just were 48?
Yeah, they were at number 48 for the last 4 or 5 years that I've looked at. I've only looked at the last. So the last document that we saw, they were ranked at number 49, but there was this recalculation that happened. Now they're at 48 last time instead of 49, and this time California's at number 48. So let me give you the bottom five here.
Okay.
According to, I actually have the actual spreadsheet. So you can download this massive spreadsheet that's got six sheets in it, and it's got all kinds of data. But just sorting for overall freedom and looking at the actual decimal sort of ranks. So there's two types of rankings. There's the, we put the 50 states in order from 1 to 50.
And that's what people, sort of the consumer level, that's what they want, right?
And then there's the score,
right,
that each state receives based on the different factors as far as what's what.
So if a state beats another state out by a tenth of a point, they're pretty much on par. But if a state beats another state out by 5 points, that's a big difference.
Right. Now, in this case, everything's within 1 point. So basically the ranking, the score goes from like positive 1 to negative 1. And so everything in between is like 0.5, 0.4, 0.3, negative 0.2, negative 0.3. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So there's that scale. So at the very, very bottom, you've got New York at number 50 with a negative 0.81.
Okay.
At Hawaii is at number 49 with a negative 0.60.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. That's essentially, 0.6, so, take
two-thirds.
So, it's a third, basically. It's a third of a difference between Hawaii and New York as far as their freedom ranking score is concerned, even though it's just at 149 to 50. Then you go up to number 48 to California with a negative 0.4. So you got New York, negative 0.8, California, negative 0.6,
Hawaii,
negative 0.6, California, negative 0.4, then New Jersey at number 46, I believe it's held its place because I think it was 46 last time around.
Sounds right.
As well, negative 0.35, and then Vermont at the number 45 position, 50, 49, 48, 46.
Yeah. Vermont is number 46.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong ranks. There's a lot of numbers here.
Yeah. Vermont is number 46.
Vermont is number 46. New Jersey is number 47. I'm sorry. And then Maryland at number 45. So Vermont with a negative 0.27. By comparison,
so the between 0.4, the scale is basically from 1 to negative 1. The number 45 state is 0.25. The number 50 state is 0.85. It's a huge jump from 45 to 50.
Correct. And then if you go back up to the top five, Florida with a 0.45, positive 0.45, New Hampshire with a 0.34, Indiana with 0.30, Colorado 0.23, and Nevada 0.2. So a very, very large difference between New York, the number 50 states, and just the number 49 state, but of course a tremendous gulf of a distance between the bottom five and the top five.
So In thinking about this today, I like that they went back and retroactively looked at all the years and then redid the whole list.
Because they changed their methods.
Because that gives, for one, the ownership of the Freedom in the 50 States changed from like the Mercatus Center to the Cato Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives Cato an opportunity to brand it as theirs in a special way.
But it's still Jason Sorens's work.
Yeah.
He's one of the main characters behind it, and that was the founder of the Free State Project.
Right. And that, to me, also gives high credence to the list, because the founder of the Free State Project, among two professors that came up with this list, he was willing to go ahead and move, you know, the state that he picked for the free, that was picked for the Free State Project, and the state that he moved to from number one to number two. So that says to me that the rankings are important, relevant.
I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong numbers for the top five. I was looking at the wrong column. It's 0.48 positive for Florida for overall freedom, 0.43 for New Hampshire. I'd said 0.34. For New Hampshire. So 0.48 to 0.43. So a difference between Florida and New Hampshire of, 0.05, basically, between those two. Dropping down to Indiana at a 0.34, Colorado at a 0.33. So very little difference between Indiana and Colorado, and then Nevada at 0.32. So the top two, pretty close, Florida and New Hampshire.
I would expect New Hampshire to overtake Florida on this list, because there are people here that are working hard within the system to incrementally change.
This stops at 2016, and it was in 2017 when New Hampshire passed some pretty important legislation. We saw decrim. A little decrim, but it's still more than Florida.
Marijuana decrim.
Marijuana decrim, thank you. And we also saw the concealed carry abolishment. I mean, you can still get a permit if you want it, but you don't have to have, they call it constitutional carry. You don't have to have a concealed carry permit in order to conceal carry. Of course, felons exempted, but for the average person.
Right, nobody can carry. The federal law exempts, no felons can carry any weapon at all.
Some things that a felon can carry, right?
Right,
like a sword?
Firearm is the term I should have said.
You could carry an umbrella sword, correct, as a felon?
Well, you could carry, I presume, this is not legal advice, but I believe you can, at the very least, transport an antique black powder pistol.
That's like pre-1897
or something? 1898, and in most states you could hold something like that. You could probably transport it to the range and fire it, I would guess. I'm not a lawyer, but the federal law doesn't exempt swords or sharp metal or anything like that for felons, although some states do, including New Hampshire.
Now, there was some bad news out of New Hampshire a few years ago, and I'm wondering if this got factored into this one, Mark. Do you remember when that Medicaid expansion happened?
Yes.
There was a bunch of hubbub, and I feel like that might have been 2016, but there was a bunch of hubbub about New Hampshire
slipped down in 2014.
What if with the black powder musket thing, you do like the old timey pirates do, and because they could only fire one round, so they would just have straps and they would
bunch
carry
of
like yeah like four guns out of them, just strap them on all the time, just walk around.
Bam.
I have been told that you are not allowed, unless you're dressed up like a Revolutionary War character or something like that, you wouldn't be allowed to carry a black powder pistol, like just on your hip as protection or something. However, the federal law doesn't have anything to say about air rifles, and best I know, no state does either. Then again, I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. But there are certainly, I know that PyramidAir.com sells a Bullpup 357 five-round repeating air rifle. So, yeah, you could, a felon can carry a gun that you can pull the trigger on five times. It releases five bullets that would be of killing speed, best I can tell. This is why these laws
are
antiquated.
Some air rifles can be, you could use the pellet to fire a 22 round. I mean, that's possible.
How would you do that?
You put the 22 round down the end of the barrel.
And then the pellet strikes a 22 round and then fires it in sort of a haphazard, weird way without rifling or something. Yes,
yeah.
You could do that. But that's a single shot. I have a 50 caliber single shot air rifle that I have used on pests and things like that. Pests get big in New Hampshire, mind you. And, so,
So there you go. There's your top and the bottom of the Freedom in the 50 State study. You can go and take a much closer look at how they calculate these numbers. And they've got breakdowns right on the front page on their map where you can look at the different categories. So it's not, you know, obviously we're talking overall. There's also fiscal freedom, regulatory freedom, personal freedom, economic freedom, lawsuit, land, marriage, education, occupational, and there's more. There's many more categories to this. So take a look when you get a chance. FreedomInThe50States.org. We'll continue here. Let's talk about online content regulation, the challenges of it in this highly litigious and highly legal day and age here at Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, where we all just noticed within the last, last hour, it looks like, Bitcoin just shot up 300.
Last half hour, yeah.
Last half hour, 300. Basically, it happened in a 10-minute time frame. 300 U.S. dollars to right now. It's going up still. $6,822 at the moment.
Zencash is up 14% today. Actually, almost 15.
Oh, really? That's much more than Bitcoin because Bitcoin's only up 5% today.
So Zencash is performing very well today.
Cool. Lots of stuff to talk about here. Open phones, as always. You can take control of the airwaves as we go to those phone calls, your calls and thoughts here. Oh, also, I want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you are into cryptocurrency, as we are, and you want to be able to accept crypto at your point of sale, let's say you do a retail establishment, you're a manager or an owner there, and you want to be able to take crypto from your customers, just go and sign up over at AnyPay.global. If you already have a tablet at your register, you're halfway done. You sign up at anypay.global, and when I say sign up, I'm not talking about some elaborate involved process. I'm talking about username, password, you're in. In fact, I've actually criticized AnyPay for having too easy of a sign up because they don't even have like an email verification. It's not one of those things where you have to type the password in twice or the email in twice or like get an email to confirm. You know, like on every other site where you sign up for something, they'll send you an email at the email and you have to click a link. They don't even have that with AnyPay. So make sure you type in the email exactly right when you do it, because they will instantly create your account. There's literally no verification whatsoever. They don't care who you are. They just want you to be able to accept crypto.
This is history-changing technology.
It is cutting edge, that's for sure. It's so new that you
are... That doesn't mean it will. I'm saying it could.
Yeah. You're on the cutting edge if you are using this technology. And because it is the cutting edge, there's still some bugs that are getting ironed out, so keep that in mind. But they do have support now available at the AnyPay website, which is anypay.global. And it's something that was started by a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, our buddy Derek J. Freeman and his boyfriend or partner, Stephen. They've been putting this together, and they've done an amazing job. So go to anypay.global, get started. Once you get the account created, which will take you all of 20 seconds, you then put your crypto addresses for your personal wallet as the owner of the business. You put your crypto addresses into their setup page, and then you load the app on the tablet, and that's it. That's all there is to it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to the Discord on-air call-in line room where David is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David. David, are you with us?
Weird audio.
It sounds like he might be listening to the show on some other method.
Delay?
Yeah, it could be. We're just going to put him on hold for just a moment here. One of the things with Discord is unless we've joined the room with you, you can't hear while you wait. And I literally just joined right there when I said that I was going to put him on. So
this is a little unfair.
Most of the time, we will join your
usually
room.
Usually, you'll verbally chasten somebody who's listening in some inappropriate way. But in that case, it's,
that makes sense.
Yeah, a little unfair.
I didn't give him any warning. And normally, if you're on Discord, we'll join the room in advance of taking your call. So you'll hear us call for you. All right, so Johnson, let's start into your story. You had a TechCrunch?
TechDirt. Much more libertarian site than TechCrunch. This story by Mike Masnick, who is very freedom-oriented over there, and he says, before you talk about how easy content moderation is, you should listen to this. Says, for quite some time now, we've been trying to demonstrate just how impossible it is to expect internet platforms to do a consistent or error-free job of moderating content, especially at the scale they're at. It's an impossible request, not least because so much of what goes into content moderation decisions is entirely subjective about what's good and what's bad, and not everyone agrees on that. It's why I've been advocating for moving controls out to the end users rather than expecting platforms to be the final arbiters. It's also part of the reason why we ran that content moderation game at a conference a few months ago. I don't know, I guess they did some sort of content moderation demo game. Yeah, a demo. In which no one could fully agree on what to do about the content examples we presented. For every single one, there were at least some people who argued for keeping the content up or taking it down. On Twitter, I recently joked that anyone with opinions on content moderation should first have to read Professor Kate Klonick's recent Harvard Law Review paper on the new governors, the people, rules, and processes on governing online speech. It's one of the most thorough and comprehensive explanations of the realities and history of content moderation. But if reading a 73-page law review isn't your cup of tea, my next...
It sounds like torture.
My next recommendation is to spend an hour listening to the new Radiolab podcast entitled Post No Evil.
That, on the other hand, is usually quite enjoyable. Radiolab produces great content, as pretty much all that NPR stuff does.
Says, I think it provides the best representation of just how impossible it is to moderate this kind of content at scale. It discusses the history of content moderation, but also deftly shows how impossible it is to do it at any scale with any sort of consistency without creating new problems.
Right. It's one thing if somebody drops into the Free Talk Live chat room on our Discord server and posts offensive images, and one of our mods happens to notice it and then gets rid of it after the fact a little bit later on or whatever. That doesn't happen that often.
Right.
If you're dealing with, because we're a small show. I mean, we're not really, you know, even though we're on 190 radio stations, we're just not that big of a show. If you've got, on the other hand, hundreds of thousands of users. We've got 1,000 users.
If it compares to Reddit, you know, one of the most popular sites on the internet, and people
with
are just posting things
hundreds,
constantly.
If not thousands upon hundreds of thousands of subreddits, and now each subreddit has its own moderators and everything, but the more popular a platform becomes, the more out of control the moderation capabilities are. I mean, it's just insane. I can't even imagine having to do a large platform moderation. And now the government's telling you, if you don't clean up this, you know, content, let's say there's this Cestafosta that we talked about in great detail. I don't know if they mentioned
the name
it
of the laws.
Yeah, thank you for that. Cestafosta was about to say that this was the laws that have been passed within the last year that basically say that if on your site somebody has posted what can be interpreted as personal ads for prostitution services, if there, I believe it was more than 5 of those ads in a certain window of time, might have been a year or whatever, then that basically means you're a sex trafficker.
And
they're going to arrest you.
These
you, the operator of the site.
Right. These postings are very, very difficult. Well, not very, very difficult. They're difficult to discern.
They're coded.
Right, they're coded. And you don't always know what this terminology is. So if, for whatever reason, you know, some law enforcement officer decides, well, they haven't done enough, and the law says, and blah, 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 the law's important, let's just go ahead and take them down. You, right now, are a child sex trafficker. You don't have any idea.
And they'll tell you that ignorance is no excuse.
Right, because, well, there's a 12th,
you should have known all
there's
the
a 12th century maxim that refers to English common law, where basically no victim, no crime existed, and now they just employ that 12th century maxim in a completely inappropriate fashion.
That's right.
Well, the article goes on here to talk about the, you know, in that Radiolab Post No Evil episode, it says, it discusses the history of content moderation, but also definitely shows how impossible it is to do it at scale with any sort of consistency without creating new problems.
Let's talk more about it.
Yep.
I suppose there is more to it. We'll continue with that. And if you are a website moderator and you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. two of President Trump's associates faced guilty verdicts in court, and the president is blasting the charges brought against his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. They stem from the special counsel investigation.
It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making improper campaign contributions in the form of hush money to two women who claimed to have affairs with the president. He said he coordinated the 2016 payment with candidate Donald Trump. Porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal say they had affairs with Trump, which he denies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. And join us in real life coming up in February. I know that seems like a long way from now, but it's really only 6 months. And that'll be here before you know it. So go to anarchapulco.com and use our code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 15% off of your tickets to Anarchapulco 2019. I had the pleasure of going to this event for the last 2 years. Mark, I think you've been to three of them so far, three of the four.
Yes.
And it's really a great event. I would say it's the premier libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist event globally. They had record attendance this year, and they sold out the event in 2018. Ron Paul was one of the speakers, and he's coming back in 2019. So if you ever wanted to see Ron Paul, let's be realistic. Your opportunities are going to be fewer and fewer as time goes on. He's in his 80s, and obviously we hope that Ron Paul can keep going as long as possible. But at some point, he's going to stop speaking. You know, he's going to die at some point. So let's be realistic. You want to see him speak, he's going to be at Anarchapulco. And
he's not going to make the singularity cut.
Probably not. how many of us will? I don't know.
Don't worry. We'll have a simulation of him.
It's probably true.
You know, I have the character name Ron Paul in Second Life.
Do you? When's the last time you were logged into Second Life?
I don't remember.
Do they let you hold the character name for a decade if it's been that long since you logged in?
I don't know. I should try and see if I can't remember my password.
Does it just
repeat
buy gold in the Fed over and over again?
I should try and figure out a way to set up a bot that does that.
Anarchapulco.com. It's going to be a great event. It's not just about Ron Paul, though. He's just their headliner. They've got other great speakers.
Judge Napolitano,
Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, David Icke apparently also announced recently, so you've got a whole range of topics will be discussed, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. It was great seeing a lot of our listeners there this year, hanging out with some of you, and that was cool. It's a really great event. It's real low-key, laid-back. You're on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico, and it's really, I can't speak highly enough of the event. That's why we waive our broadcast fee to go down there. They pay for our hotel and our tickets and get us there, and we just have a good old time. So, anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, get your 15% off there. As we go to David, he's in New Mexico. We'll talk more about content moderation and the challenge of it, this insurmountable challenge, basically, that Johnson's sharing with us. David, you're on Free Talk Live, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And first of all, I had to hang up on the Discord because I couldn't understand your audio coming over.
Oh, we might. Yeah, it looks like there's still issues with the Discord tonight. Sorry about that. Thanks for doing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. And since we're on that topic, I don't know if there's anything you can do to bump up your volume when you're for me on the phone. When I put you on speakerphone, it's no louder than if I have you off speakerphone, which is different than other radio stations.
That would be a question for the board operator. That'd be a question for the person who's answering your call at the network. They handle that.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah,
my topic that I wanted to comment on has changed as your show has gone along. The most recent thing I want to comment on is the Freedom in the 50 thing as it pertains to New Mexico. But let me throw this in. One thing for your thought process on firearms is you can load repeating weapons like your standard six-shooter from cowboy movies, that kind of thing. You can load those with black powder. So that would be a black powder powered weapon that is not a muzzle loader. It's it's a breech loader.
Right.
Revolver.
And then you can use wax to seal the cylinders.
To keep the powder in?
To keep it fine. I mean, you then have...
How does it ignite? How do you ignite the...
I don't know the specifics of it. This is just what I've been told, is that you can do this. I don't. Maybe it's got, like, caps in it. I don't know. But
have you done this, David?
I've watched it done. I don't personally. Well, I've gone out to that SAS, that Single Action Shooting Society. They have a range here in New Mexico, a national range, and fired those kind of weapons. And none of mine were ever loaded with black powder, but I've seen everything done. And in the case where you actually put the powder in the cylinder of the revolver and seal it with wax, like Mark was referring to, you have percussion caps that can be used. But you can also load black powder into a reloadable brass shell casing. You're putting black powder instead of smokeless powder, which was the next step. That was the next step after putting powder in the revolving cylinder itself. The next step was the invention of the reusable casing, and they put black powder in the casing. And then when smokeless powder came along, then they put smokeless powder in the casing. But anyway,
the thing about the black powder is when if you miss the person when you fire, you still set them on fire.
I want to let you know, David, that according to the Freedom in the 50 States study for this year, they're saying New Mexico is at number 41 on the charts. I want to get your quick comments, and then we gotta move on to some other callers. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a problem with that study in for instance, a longtime person in politics here, Janice Arnold Jones, said on the radio the other day that David Olson is right. She said that on Eddie Ergon's program on Kiva. And what she was referring to was that defense lawyers around the state of New Mexico have been telling her that the courts are not following the law. The legislature is passing law, putting it into statute, and the judges, and the, I mean, nothing news to you, but she, you know, longtime politician in New Mexico is saying it on the air that David Olson is correct. The courts are not following the law, and I don't see that reflected in that study that they're doing. They make mention of marriage and they make mention of lawsuits, but they don't make a direct mention that if you have a problem with law and you take it to a court of law, that the courts are not following the law. And that's
not
that,
a surprise. I mean, I don't think that's unusual to New Mexico, but thank you for the call tonight. As always, appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
It'd be impossible to quantify. You see, the thing is that these guys go through the numbers and they look at the numbers and the regulations and stuff like that, and they look at how free is it by law. There's no way to look at, well, subjectively, how much, you know, which legal things are being ignored by which judges, where. There's no way you can do that.
According to the breakdown, though, because again, at the Freedom of the 50 States, you can look at the categories. So there's the overall score, and then there's the different categories. On lawsuit freedom, it is number 43, New Mexico number 43. So still, whatever level of qualification they have for courts, not so hot.
Not doing great.
Not ranking high. Let's talk to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
I get right to my phone.
Right to your point. Thank you.
Yeah. I should know this animal, Omarosa. He's one with
Omarosa.
Omarosa.
Who's that?
Who
is that?
The person that was fired by the Trump administration.
The most latest person fired by the Trump. I imagine that's a long list of people fired.
Supposedly she has audio recording of.
She is one with El Negro Animal Obama. And you might and you might want to ask, why did you come to that conclusion, Ralph?
Yeah, certainly.
Isn't this woman kind of like willing to go to put herself out there to be pimp? And you definitely have a pimp in, this individual.
In Donald Trump?
Obama is a pimp.
He's saying this woman was working with Obama, who got fired by Trump.
Obama is a pimp.
You're saying
this woman Omarosa is a whore for Barack Obama and he's a pimp. Now, do you actually mean that he is a pimp and that he's like slapping his bitch and demanding 80%?
You've never spoken to her. Are you making the accusation that she has ever spoken to Barack Obama?
Did you hear the latest guys about this animal going on the Sharpton, the Al Sharpton show? And this is
who went on the Sharpton show? Obama?
Omarosa.
Omarosa.
And talking about bowling on the deep end, you used to call me doing the dog whistle, right? You know, this is way beyond the dog whistle when this animal.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's Ralph. He's back.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you, maybe, if you make your call now. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We've got Discord, but you probably shouldn't use it tonight because it seems to be broken at the moment for calls. But the chat is still available there, and that's still going strong over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
In California, parents will be fined from giving soda pop with a kid's meal. They are only allowed. Yes, but Governor Brown has fined it. It's a new law. So they are
parents?
Only allowed to serve water or milk with a kid's meal. So
is this restaurants or parents?
The restaurants are going to be fined or the parents are going to get fined?
The parents are going to get fined. You know, so the no soda pop with a kid's meal. So I don't know what age they're, what establishments and what age they're going to enforce. But I was told that it was signed by the governor, Brown.
Okay, so I don't understand how the parents are going to be held responsible. It looks like they are restricting restaurants here. It says, this is a story from, what is this, IJR.com. I don't know if that's a valid
website.
I've got
it at FoxNews.com.
Fox News. Says here, in an attempt to reduce childhood obesity rates, the state of California is taking the reins from parents and banning restaurants from offering sugary drinks to children as a default beverage. The new bill restricts children's default drink options at restaurants to just water or milk. However, restaurants would still be permitted to sell, quote, alternative beverage, unquote, options such as chocolate milk or soda to children, quote, if the purchaser requests one. So does that mean that those things are secret menus for kids?
They're going to have to start taking pictures of milk instead of sodas when they put their kids' meals up, because effectively it doesn't change anything else.
Right, right, right. So, okay, I see what you're saying. So, like, if you have a choice of X or Y in the kids' meal, they'll say, your choice is milk or water.
Yeah.
And then if a parent's like, well, I'd like Dr. Pepper, then they will give it to the parent.
Can I get Screamin' Jolt Cola for little Johnny?
Sarah, I mean, what do you think about this, Sarah? Thanks for bringing it to our attention.
No, I love it, you know, because when the kids become diabetic, when they're 16, they tell you to stop drinking all sugar. Why wait until then? They need to stop all this sugar consumption beforehand. This is a bummer.
Now, do you think that the restaurant should be punished for this, for offering soda to a child?
Offering? I mean, they should have it available, but the parents are not supposed to buy it for the kid, right? Or they'll be fined.
Well, no. You've misunderstood. You've misunderstood the news. The news is if a restaurant fails to comply with this new law, which is to say to change all of their advertising and signage or whatever to recognize that the default options are milk and water, if they don't do it, it will be fined. There will be a $500 fine, it says here, and I suspect that may end up being $500 per day for as many days as the violation.
This is really just an advertising law. It doesn't really do anything else from what I'm hearing.
Not really. Now, you do want to see the parents suffer under this, right, Sarah? You want to see the parent get fined? You want to see the parent go to jail?
Well, I don't know about jail, but I do want the parents.
You know what happens when you don't pay a fine, right?
Well, here in New Mexico, nothing ever happens to you if you don't pay. They pour up all the regular camera tickets. What are you talking about? Nobody ever goes to jail.
You don't know what you're talking about. If you don't pay a fine to the government, they're going to put you in jail. That's just a fact.
You've gone to jail over fines, right?
Well,
yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Well, the thing is that the tickets are never they're even taken off the credit report right now. Red light camera and the speeding van tickets.
I'm not talking about red light cameras. There's no red light cameras at McDonald's, okay? We're talking about soda pop being advertised at a business, and then you're sort of cheering for it, so we're creating an imaginary world where what you called in and said was true, and we're asking you if parents should be fined, and you're like, yeah, that sounds okay. Should they be jailed? No. And then Ian asked you, you know what happens if you don't pay a fine, right? And you're like, you know, because they go to jail, and so we're dancing around this thing.
Right? We're not anymore. Thanks for the call, Sarah. So, Johnson, let's get back into your story, tech story about the difficulty of moderating. They've had panels about this apparently at tech conferences, testing out how difficult it really is to actually try to get a hold on the level of moderation that you need to handle a big website.
Right. So,
this is relevant because the government is putting rules into place that actually make you criminally liable for the actions of your users.
Right. So they were talking about these tests about how, no one could fully agree on what to do with the content examples provided in the test. And, this MacMaznik is talking about moving controls onto the end users. And he went on to say, talk about that 73-page law review and then a podcast called Post No Evil to see exactly how impossible it is to moderate that kind of content at scale.
How impossible.
Yeah, how impossible it is without creating new problems. Mm. He says, I won't ruin it for you entirely, but it does a brilliant job of highlighting how as the scale increases, the only reasonable way to deal with these things is to create a set of rules that everyone can follow, and then you suddenly realize that the rules don't work. You have thousands of people who need to follow those rules, and they each have a few seconds to decide before moving on. And as such, there's not only no time for understanding context, but there's little time to recognize that One, the content has a funny way of not falling within the rules nicely, and two, no matter what you do, you'll end up with horrible results. One of the examples in the podcast is one we talked about last year, explaining the ridiculous results, but logical reasons for why Facebook had a rule that you couldn't say mean things about white men, but you could about black boys. The most telling part of the podcast is the comparison between two situations in which the content moderation team at Facebook struggled over what to do. One was a photo that went viral during the Boston Marathon bombings a few years ago, showing some of the carnage created by the bombs. In the Facebook rulebook was a rule against gore that basically said you couldn't show a person's insides on the outside. And yet, these photos did that. The moderation team said that they should take it down to follow the rules, even though there was vigorous debate. But they were overruled by executives who said, that's newsworthy.
Mm.
But this was then contrast.
Not gore for the sake of gore, but right. Gore for the sake of news.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But this was then contrasted with another viral video in Mexico of a woman being beheaded. Many people in Mexico wanted it shown in order to document and alert the world of the brutality and violence that was happening there.
But we couldn't do that.
Which the government and media were mostly hiding. But immediately, people around the world freaked out about the possibility that children might accidentally come across such a video and be scarred for life. The Facebook content moderation
team... Don't worry, children are going to be scarred for life anyway, no matter what you do.
The Facebook content moderation team said, leave it up, because it's newsworthy. And the press crushed Facebook for being so callous in pushing gore and violence.
Right, nothing they could do right.
Yeah, so top executives stepped in again to say that the video could no longer be shown.
Wow.
And well, you don't... Yeah. If a socially facing company... reacts based on social norms. You can't. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
It's all over the place.
Hmm. Well, duh. People are all over the place. Have you talked to one of them? The average one of them's an idiot, well, and half of them are dumber than that.
In the case of these things, at least at this point, what you're describing isn't going to get Facebook thrown in jail.
Right.
This is just
so
them
far,
trying to figure out how not to
until
offend
we get to New Zealand levels
users.
So, it says, as the podcast does a nice job showing, these are basically impossible situations.
Right.
In part because they are all different reasons why some people may want to see some content and others should not see it. And we already have enough trouble understanding the context of the context, let alone the context of the viewer in relation to the content. I've been seeing a microcosm of this myself in the last few days after my last post about platforms and content moderation around the Alex Jones question. Twitter's Jack Dorsey was kind enough to tweet about it, even though I questioned his response to the whole mess. And so for the past week or so, I've been getting notified of every response to that tweet, which seems pretty equally divided between people who hate Alex Jones screaming about how Jack is an idiot for not banning Jones and
he
how
didn't
he's
get banned.
Yeah, and how he's enabling hate mongers.
7 days.
Yeah. And people who love Alex Jones screaming about how Jack is silencing dissent and how he's a liberal a-hole for silencing conservatives.
What did I see the other day? I feel like somebody said there was a libertarian Mastodon server that got put up. Where in the hell did I see that? Oh, I meant to go click on it. It was just like, oh, I don't have time for this right now. This is the decentralized alternative to Twitter.
Long story short, he says the point is basically platforms, it's a delusion to think that platforms are magically going to get this right.
It's not going to happen. See you tomorrow.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.